Slide number 1. Dear Chairman, dear ladies and gentlemen, it is a great pleasure for me to be here. There is a hidden rule for the last presentations in each conference, it should be brief and easy. I try to design the next minutes following this rule. In medias res, the title is a massive declaration. Terms like sustainability should be derived. This term creation should be made through machines. Terms which cannot be derived through robots have a high risk potential for the communication between humans. Slide number 2. Therefore, the content of the presentation has a simple structure. My motivation is to minimize negative effects caused by the magic of words, by the magic of terms. There are two declarations. The first one is, term creation based on similarity analysis is possible. The second one is, behind of static equilibrium, there can be massive force fields. Slide number 3. The first phenomenon is the problem of term creation based on artificial intelligence. Human intuitions produce abstractions, or terms, or words, like sustainability. We know, sustainability cannot be measured in a direct way. The modeling of terms, like sustainability, can be seen, for example, as a term creation task. The quality of term creation can only be evaluated by Turing tests. Our solutions based on similarity analyses are already proved more than 100 times. Slide number 4. A brief interpretation about the Turing test. The central message of this slide is, intelligent is what seems to be intelligent, judged only by humans. Slide number 5. Now about the core business. There are a static and a dynamic approach. First, the static approach means each object should be evaluated in an anti-discriminative way. The dynamic approach highlights the bubble effects should be minimized if we are speaking about the term of sustainability. Where bubbles are differences between estimated / modeled / norm-like and measured values in an object attribute matrix, if models have a tautological background. Tautology can be approximated by multilayer consistence controlling of models. Seemingly finally, consistence can be ensured through symmetry of staircase functions and the principle of simplicity. Slide number 6. But evaluation models based on the principle of Occam's razor make possible to rank models. Therefore, the well-known SWOT analysis can be automated based on similarity analyses in order to explore bubble effects. And finally, so term creation, abstraction, like the term of sustainability, can be modeled based on measured phenomena through optimized aggregation of quasi-universal similarities. Therefore, the abbreviation GPS, it means general problem solving, can be approximated. Slide number 7. And now brief about the second declaration, it means about the force fields behind sustainable surfaces. The slide is worth reading literally. If objects follow consequently the principle of minimizing of bubble effects starting from a seemingly / static sustainable constellation, then some objects will be forced to be king, s, and a slave, s. Where a king object is the best according to the aggregated evaluation, and a slave object has the most limited value. Massive differences between objects can be also seen as a sustainable constellation. Conclusion is, virtual robot experts can be designed to handle with abstractions, like human experts.